Hello.
Hello, good afternoon. Hi. Can you hear me?
Hi.
Hi, good afternoon. Thank you so much for taking the call. Happy Thursday. My name is Rich and I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I'm conducting an opinion survey and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. And all your answers are confidential. Can you just provide me a couple minutes of your time so I can conduct this survey with you?
Okay.
Thank you very much. Allow me just one moment. I'm going to go ahead and start doing this right now. And thank you so much. Okay. So, okay. Let me just go ahead. Now, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
No. Thank you. And, okay, okay. What are the chances you will vote in November general elections for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices? Are you certain to vote, or you probably vote, or you won, or is it a 50-50 chances?
I'm going to vote for all of them.
Okay. Good to hear that. Okay. Thank you so much. Okay. What racial or ethnic group best describes you?
Christian.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, allow me just one moment. And I'm going to read your list of elected officials. After I read each one, please tell me if you approve or disapprove of their job. You approve or disapprove of the job they are doing. Is Marcy Kaptur as a congresswoman? Do you strongly approve or you strongly disapprove?
Strongly approve.
Okay. How about Donald Trump?
Strongly disapprove.
Okay. Okay, and also Joe Biden as president?
Strongly approve.
Thank you, ma'am. Okay, allow me just one moment. Now, here we go with this here. As an election for the U.S. Congress were held today, will you vote for Republican or Democrat?
Democrat.
Thank you. As the election for the president were held today, for whom you would vote, Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden?
Democrat Joe Biden.
Joe Biden. Thank you. As in the election for Senate were held today and the candidates were Republican Bernie Moreno and Democrat Sherrod Brown, who will you vote?
Sherrod Brown.
Okay. Thank you. This is for the Democrat. Okay. As is there a chance that you might consider voting for Republican Derek Murray, or would you say there's no chances that you consider voting for Republican Derek Merrin?
There's no chance I would vote for the Republican.
Okay, thank you. We're almost done on this. Thank you so much also for your valuable time, okay? We're almost done on this here.
Okay.
And let me just go for the next question here. Let me just one moment. And also here it says, based on what you heard, what is the best reason that you vote against Republican Derek Merrin? Or would you still vote for Merrin? On your own opinion, personal opinion, what would you say? Against?
Can you read that one again?
Yes. It says, based on what you heard, what is the best reason to vote against Republican Derek Merrin? Or would you still vote for Merrin?
My opinion is Republicans are not good.
Okay, thank you. Let me just put it here. Okay, here we go for the next one here. Sometimes over the course of the survey, people change their minds. So I'll ask you again, if the general election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom will you vote, Republican Derek Merrin or Democrat Marcy Kaptur?
Democrat Marcy Kaptur.
As well as, what would you say is the primary reason not to vote for Republican Derek Merrin? You just mentioned that. You just repeated here again. Okay, what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
When you finish college. 2 years of college.
Thank you. Okay, regardless of how you privileged vote, do you think of yourself as a Democrat or Republican or independent or something else? Is it strongly Democrat?
I'm a Democrat. 100%.
Thank you. How important is politics to your personal identity? Very important. Someone important, not too important?
Very important.
Very important. In the 2020 election for the president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump? You just said.
Biden. Joe Biden.
Biden. Okay. I just wanted to say, ma'am, thank you very much for your precious and valuable time and your patience as well. We're just done with your survey. Everything that you just mentioned is confidential. I just want to say thank you so much, and you have a wonderful afternoon. It has been a pleasure talking to you, ma'am. You take care of yourself, okay. And you have a wonderful afternoon. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.